Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are finishing up a deep dive look into 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And here's what we're learning, that sin is not eradicated by marriage or singleness, although we oftentimes think that, don't we? We think, if I could just get married, then I wouldn't struggle with sexual temptation anymore. If I could just get married, I wouldn't be lonely anymore. If I could just get married, I wouldn't struggle with this or with that. And neither is sin avoided by merely remaining single. Here's what Paul's getting across to us. We don't need one or the other to be of use in God's kingdom. I know that the mindset can sometimes be that God can't use a single person except in singles ministry. And that's just flat out wrong. All we have to do is look at Paul or consider Anna in Luke chapter 2. Think about Amy Carmichael, the great missionary. She wrote 35 books detailing her more than 50 years in India. Or think about Lottie Moon. Years later, when she was questioned as to whether she had ever been in love, Lottie Moon responded, "Yes, but God had first claim on my life, and since the two conflicted, there could be no question about the result." None of those people had their identity in anything other than Christ. And that's what made them effective for the kingdom of Christ, not whether they were married or not. Our identity is rooted first in our being image bearers of the one true God. All humans, red and yellow, black and white, no matter their political affiliation, their sexual orientation, no matter their occupation, are image bearers, and as such deserve respect and honor as people who have been created in God's image. The refusal to see people as first and foremost as image bearers of God is a denial in your life of the Word of God. And then secondly, our identity as humans is to be rooted in our relationship to Christ. Are we in Christ or outside of Christ? If you are outside of Christ, that means that you thumb your nose at God's conviction of you and the cure for you. You do not think you are in need of redemption or that what God has provided for you in His Son is enough for your redemption. So you are outside of Christ, but you can be in Christ. That phrase, being in Christ, is the Bible's most familiar way of talking about those who have been redeemed, who have been saved. They are now in Christ. They were spiritually in Christ when Christ died, and so they died. And they were in Christ when Christ arose. So now they have a resurrected, redeemed, spiritual life in communion with God. And it is this reality that completes a person. Remember, when man falls into sin, wrecking his relationship with God the Father and his relationship with the world and fracturing his relationship with his wife that we read about in the beginning of the book of Genesis, God doesn't give them the promise of a better relationship with each other as their means of redemption. But God promises to send a sin slayer who will remove the poison of sin's guilt and sting from their lives. This is who completes and satisfies us. Today when you pray, please pray for Jeremy Hambrice and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Bondi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.